Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Jim Garrison for the Humboldt County Historical Society. During a recent trip to the Bay Area, I had an opportunity to see San Francisco's trolley cars, a shining tourist attraction climbing the city's steep hills as they have for over a century. I was reminded that Eureka also once boasted a network of streetcars, although they were scrapped well before realizing any tourism potential. In 1897, the city of Eureka granted a license to the Eureka Street Railroad Company to begin building a network of rail lines for horse-drawn trolleys. With the car barn and stables at 2nd and C Streets, the network soon reached much of the then much smaller town. The trolleys were popular, and fares were 10 cents a ride, but the company continued struggling financially. It changed management several times before the operation shut down in 1897, and the horses and cars were sold. But Eureka citizens still wanted trolleys. In 1903, the city council accepted a bid for an electric trolley system from the Humboldt Transit Company. Used trolley cars were purchased from San Francisco and painted a cheery red and gold. Some of the more popular destinations were the racetrack and distilleries on Broadway, and the lines were essential to getting workers to the lumber mills around the bay. As Sequoia Park and the nearby zoo, dance hall, and saloon developed in the early 20th century, a line was extended south, becoming highly popular for weekend excursions. However, plans to extend a line to Arcata never got far. In 1921, by popular vote, the city took over the transit system. However, the increasing availability of automobiles inevitably reduced demand for public transit. Gradually, trolley lines were closed and replaced by buses. Some scrapped trolley cars were used for filling in cavities under roads, later causing unexpected sinkholes. Then, in 1940, came the spectacular end of the trolley system as one of the last trolley cars was ceremonially set afire on 5th Street between E and F. Several thousand people watched the event and the associated parade and band performances. The excitement of the affair was enhanced when several nearby buildings also nearly caught fire and the fire brigade was called. The last of the tracks were torn up and salvaged for the World War II scrap drive. The collections of the Humboldt County Historical Society hold financial records and route maps, but also reminiscences of those who rode or drove the trolleys. These include some infamous accounts of rum running during Prohibition, as well as pranks when children secretly hitched rides or greased the rails so the trolley cars would slide off the end of the tracks. You can learn more about Eureka's streetcars and much more at the Humboldt County Historical Society. This is Jim Garrison with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.